previously won a Cambridge scholarship. Having come alone from where he came from, the ex-Bevin boy academic had willed himself to be what he was, and also by definition, what he was not.
Your daughter is quite a remarkable scholar.
Nothing to do with me, Rhys, as you were almost certainly about to remind me.
She sees across boundaries. Isn't that something you sometimes do? Albeit in an unscholarly sense.
What D.H. Lawrence called the Jewish genius for disinterested speculation. I hope he meant it nicely, the Jewish part. But then again, why would he?
Didn't Lawrence have a friend called Kotelyansky whom he admired very much?
Right as usual, Sheridan. Am I allowed to mention the topic of the moment?
And what might that be?
We're all hoping, not to say assuming, that you're to be the next master of college.
On the knees of the gods, no reliable perch. For the present, we still have the master you first thought of.
You know, Sheridan, I can't help feeling that Rachel has done precisely what I should have.
And what precisely is that?
Stayed up in Cambridge, done some serious work. You can't imagine what it's like having people never really wanting you to say the things you want to say. They put money in your mouth instead of a gag, but the effect's still the same.
I suspect you rather like it that way.
Oh, thank you, Sheridan.
I'm sure I should if I had your abilities. Why would anyone want to be a third-rate academic when he can be a second-rate novelist?
You didn't really say that, did you?
I'm rather hoping you've yet to write your best book.
And what about you, Sheridan? When can we expect your magnum opus?
It's very good of you to be so concerned with my prospects, Adam.
You were offended, weren't you? By the character in an early life, Brendan Armitage.
It's not often that one catches sight of one's purse-slipped self through someone else's eyes, fortunately.
I really only came up here to thank you for being so kind when Rachel needed your help.
It was a pleasure. Trish, on the other hand, was very distressed by what you wrote in your novel.
Trish was?
Brendan Armitage had married a woman that he made sure remained beneath him.
That wasn't meant to be Trish. I wasn't thinking of her in the least.
Perhaps that's what upset her.
I'm terribly sorry, Sheridan, truly.
It's of no consequence.
As a matter of fact, she's coming to hear you tonight, your broadcast.
Oh, God, is she really? Why does she want to do a thing like that?
Perhaps she has a question she wants to put to you.
Thank you again for what you did for Rachel.
My job, you mean?
Adam went to Heffer's and loitered among the serried texts he should have read long ago, or might now choose to read, were he the man he thought he still might be. He bought four books, one a conspectus of European attitudes to Jewishness, which he would almost certainly never have bought in any other city, and which he might not have bought even in Cambridge, had he not been told the previous day that Samuel Marcus Cohen had been chosen for the A and Other role on the panel of That's Asking.
No. I don't know whether you know Susie Beaumont.
Largely by her manifold works and wickednesses. I'm still Adam Morris.
I know. I was warned. I still came.
And will doubtless conquer. Which of you are you going to be tonight? The steel-tongued critic who hated my last movie and the one before, or the bare-breasted advocate of Amazonian chicemony?
I had a mastectomy 2 months ago. Are you blushing?
I was speaking metaphorically, he parenthesized lamely. How are you now?
I am like poor Kitty in the rhyme with only one titty, but otherwise in shape, shall we say?
Cher maître. Cher, I think madame will have to serve, though it hardly carries the full freight of your at once polemic and polymathic personality.
What a rare capacity you have, Samuel Marcus, for speaking entirely in italics and with an alliterative vocabulary that only a foreigner could mistake for stylish.
Has everyone got what they want?
What they deserve seems to be more like it.
What kind of questions are they liable to ask us?
No telling. Surprise is of the essence.
Likewise, predictability. The great British pubic only ever wants to talk about sex and what was on the telly last night, which hardly changes the subject.
This is Gavin Pope, as I'm sure everybody knows.
And if not, it's not for want of his trying.
Oh, always nice to be among friends, Susie, but failing that, how cautionary to see your modest self. The blushing violet is so rare at this time of year.
Still coping and groping, Professor?
Not for a living. I am advising the government with one hand and studying for the bar with a big B.